Unit 2. Speaking. Exercises 2 and 3.
Well, one of the most colourful things that I've ever bought is a sort of doll that I got when I was on holiday in Java. It's actually a puppet and it has a special name in Indonesia, but I'm afraid I can't remember what it is. Let me see. I decided to buy this doll because we'd been to a puppet theatre and seen a performance, and it was just fantastic. I mean, I've seen some terrible puppet shows in the past, but these dolls were expressive. They came alive. The story included a certain amount of fighting, which was probably quite frightening for children, but it was also magical, and the good guy won, which I like. Actually, my doll looks pretty old, even though it was made in this era. By that I mean it wasn't made that long ago. It's only wooden, but dressed in really bright, attractive materials, like batik, a long red and gold dress and a tall coloured hat. Also, as I mentioned before, it's an Indonesian puppet, which means it's supported by these long, thin pieces of wood attached to it that are used to make the limbs move. I've got mine in my room and people always notice it. Some of my friends think she's very scary and others, like me, are really drawn to her. I mean, she's so eye-catching. I think partly because of the colours, but also because, as I said, she has this sort of magic about her. For me, well, ultimately, I feel that she protects me from bad things and brings me good luck. So I'll always keep her.